This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Losing 2 out of 3 to Chicago. Gunner hit the home run Saturday to get the win there. And then salvage the finale against the Phillies. And we talked about Kobe Mayo earlier with the 3-run homer. But Trevor Rogers, man, he's having one of the great runs we've seen in the history of the Orioles here through his first few starts of 2025. And you said it all along because I was a naysayer. I mean, this guy's kind of a scrub, and he's been trending poorly since his all-star year, his rookie season back in 21. But he looks dominant, and he didn't even have his great command against Philadelphia, but still battled through 6 over 100 pitches. For Trevor Rogers, and we know the Orioles' rotation next year is still very, very questionable, health permitting. This is a guy that's going to be at or near the top of it in 26.
Yeah. If he pitches like this, he's going to not just be at the top of the Orioles rotation, he might be at the top of all Major League Baseball when it comes to Cy Young consideration. That's the type of run he's on. Now, I'm going to say this, I'm not expecting Trevor Rogers to go and win a Cy Young, but this is what I was trying to allude to in the past about when you looked at what he did 4 years ago, where he won... he was an all-star and finished as a rookie of the year runner-up, which he probably would have won if he was healthy down the stretch, which he wasn't. He's battled the injuries. But when you sit there, do you go, does this guy just not have it? Or has he not been able to get back to what made him so successful? And I like to believe it was that latter part where he battled the injuries, lost confidence when he came back, and still just wasn't fully healthy, like truly wasn't fully healthy. And then you have everything happen before camp this year, which wasn't an arm or shoulder or lat-related injury. But he trusted the process. He stayed with it. And then now he's just on cruise control right now, Bob. And look, through 2+ months of him being in the bigs, and he's got 10 starts now in the year. 10. 9 of them have been really good. Really good. The only one was down in that where the Orioles blew the 8-0 lead to the Tampa Bay Rays, where he sat for a while. But you know what I love? That was his worst outing. How did he follow it up? With 8 shutout innings against Texas. It's how he's doing it too, Bob. He's going deep into games. It's not like he's going and striking out a ton of batters as well. He's being efficient. He's pitching off of his fastball and mixing the changeup and doing so many things right. This was hard to see Kyle Stowers go to Miami and become what I think is a star in the making there. But in the process, if you're an Orioles fan, you wanted pitching, you needed pitching. Well, if he keeps this up, he's going to be one of the top arms, and he's going to be a part of the Baltimore Orioles staff that's going to be trying to get right back in this whole thing.
Let's keep it positive. Gunnar Henderson defensively. At shortstop, over 170 errorless chances has only 7 on the year. He's making all the spectacular plays. He's making the routine plays, the scatter arm stuff, you know, just trying to let his arm do the thing. No longer part of the equation. He's been on point for the most part with the throws. So Ryan, as you watch him play like the Gold Glove level performer I've always thought he's going to be, granted he's still very young in his major league career, why all of a sudden this guy who was like, what's up with that gun? If it goes to short, it's an out.
Yeah, simple answer, reps, experience. You know, people don't always like to hear that, but think about this. Gunnar Henderson, when he came to be an everyday guy in the big leagues, wasn't playing short. He was playing third base. And then, yes, 2023, played more at short down the stretch. 2024, they gave the keys to Gunnar and said, hey, you're our shortstop moving forward. So think about that. And even in the minor leagues, you say, well, Ryan, he's got to be practicing that in the minors. Well, no. He was splitting time, playing third, and playing short. You need the reps. I mentioned that a couple segments ago about players DHing because you're trying to keep them healthy, and I'm all for it. But guys like Gunnar Henderson, Jackson Holliday, who growing up through the system, played multiple positions, get as many reps as you can because that's how you learn. And the big leagues, you got to fail to learn from those mistakes. And for Gunnar, here's the cool thing. And I know he's played less games so far. He's played 10 or 11 less games than this other player, who people deem as maybe the best shortstop in baseball here. You have an idea of who I'm talking about? He's in Kansas City.
I'm picking up what you're putting down. You already signed a long-term extension, yes?
He did. Some people say that's nice. Yeah. You know?
It's cool to do that.
Bobby Witt Jr. has 7 errors on the season, and Gunnar Henderson has 7 errors on the season. Gunnar Henderson is your shortstop. He should be. For everyone that says you should move him off, miss me with that. He is the most athletic player on your team. He has all the intangibles. He just needed the reps. And right there, Bob, he's starting to figure it out. You just mentioned the routine plays are starting to become routine. And if he can continue to do this, he's going to be really good. And Gold Gloves are going to be in his future.
Ribbing it with Ryan, Bob, Eddie, Ryan Ripken, Nolan McGraw. Nolan, get in here because we're going to turn it negative now.
Oh, yeah. Nolan, get on in here for it.
Yeah, because he's our guy. He's bringing the heat guy. Colton Cowles, last year 2nd in the rookie of the year voting. This year, struggle city at the plate. And in fairness to him, he did make a nice play defensively to help the cause against Philly in this finale. He had a double. But, man, a lot of Ks. Batting average is putrid. It just seems lost at the plate. So, Nolan, we're assuming you're cool with Gunnar as a foundation piece. How are you feeling about Colton Cowles not even through his 2nd full season yet?
Well, it's disappointing, but I'm not, like, moving off of anybody at this point. Him in particular, not going to move off. But the Ks, you said it's bad. I mean, that's kind of putting it light. Oh. I mean, it's really bad. I mean, we're talking multiple strikeouts a game. The fact that he didn't strike out at all in the finale against Philadelphia, I mean, hey, hats off to you. Had a double in that game. You might as well shut it down right there. I mean, that's best game maybe he's had all year. But before that, I mean, we're talking about like 15 Ks in a 6-game span. It's just, it's abysmal. And then it's not just numbers on a stat sheet for me. When you watch the games, the way he's striking out, he's not going down swinging. He's watching him go right by him, where he's clearly looking for something else, thinking he's getting a fastball to throw on a breaking ball or vice versa. So he's up there, he's guessing. That to me says that he has no idea what's going on. And if you're guessing, if you're striking out looking that much, you're really out of a rhythm. And he's too good of a player, in my opinion. We've seen him be too good in the past, just last year as a rookie. I'm not willing to give up on him yet, but it is puzzling to take this much of a step back.
Would you give him 8 years for $130 million?
Well, come on now. I mean, you know, let's not get crazy.
So, Ryan Ripken, what the hell is going on with Colton Cowles?
Yeah,
and why is Nolan reluctant to give him an 8-year deal?
Hey, you know what? Why 8 years, 130 all of a sudden? Is that a specific
That's
thing?
That's Roman Anthony.
Oh, is that what it was?
Just a casual steal of a deal for another AL East team while the Orioles can't get anything done.
Oh, you know, and Craig Breslow, who was being deemed public enemy number one up there, the GM for the Red Sox.
Oh, yeah.
After they traded Devers especially, well, you know, traded for Crochet, extended him. He's a top pitcher, and... Well, now they just extended their who they believe is going to be a superstar on their team. But let's talk about Colton Cowser. I always tell you guys when you have an interruption in a season, especially early, and you feel like you got to play catch up, you know, it takes you out of rhythm first and foremost. So like Gunnar Henderson to start the year, missing a couple weeks, you know, you're trying to get right, plus the team's struggling, so then they look at Gunner to be, hey, save us, Gunner, save us. We need you to be that MVP-type player. And he's been good this year, but it's not to the MVP level that people expected. For Cowser, I think you come back and things have been tough for the team. You have missed so much time. You can't make up this time. You can't go and play in the minor leagues and play some rehab games and all of a sudden go, yep, I'm back. It's not how that works. You know, playing rehab games in the minor leagues is not going to correlate to what's going to happen in the big leagues. It's like if you watch a starter in the minor leagues and he gives up six runs, I never care about that. I just want to hear, do you feel good? Oh, you're healthy? Great. Because they're just trying to accomplish the feat of being healthy. Now, for Cowser, what his problem is, I think it's part of he feels out of sync, part of, again, the team struggling. And then when you're thinking too much at the plate, you're not going to have results. Nolan, you mentioned he didn't strike out last game. You know, but the previous five games, two or more strikeouts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's become an MO for him where he's got 69 punchies, Bob, in 197 at-bats this year. It's a lot. So it's well over 30% here. So knowing him, and you know the crazy thing with the draft, when he got drafted, you know he had one of the lowest strikeout rates of all drafted players coming out of college? And I think part of it was he doesn't want to give up power with two strikes. The other part is when you have doubts, you can get into a tailspin. And I think that that's where he is right now. The talent's there for him. He can do so many great things. But he's not confident in his abilities at the moment. Two-strike approach especially is the one thing that I'm looking at. So I hate it for him. I do. One thing, though, Millen, just to clarify with people saying guess pitches, some of the best hitters I've ever known guess. But you got to be convicted if you are going to guess. If you're sitting on a breaking ball, sell out for the breaking ball. But if you're not and you're in the middle, that's where guys are in trouble. And I think that that's what you're alluding to, Nolan. I think that's what Colton's doing. He's not committing one way or another, and then you're freezing up.
Yeah, I mean, guessing...
Constantly behind in the count, too, right?
Yeah, and guessing's no good if you're not going to take the bat off your shoulder. Like, remember the way that game, the Orioles and Blue Jays ended the other week where you struck out Bo Bichette, one of the ugliest swings I've ever seen his life. Well, he was guessing there. I mean, he was still halfway through a swing when the ball was in the glove. I mean, so, but at least he swung. You know, it was high, it was the ugly swing, but he committed to something, just wasn't the right thing.
Riveting with Ryan, Bob Haney, Ryan Ripken, Nolan McGraw will come back, give you the schedule for the American League East, give you the standings as well. Jacob Calvin-Meyer, talk about this series coming up with the A's. Talk about a team's got some good young talent. How about the A's? And by the way, they could bash them home runs too. Mm-hmm. It might be a lot of souvenirs flying around Camden Yards.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.